This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued last evening, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavoured and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC-finished goods excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules used for inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to the import of fish, LPG, edible oil and crushed stone from Bangladesh. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The first group, led by BJP MP Baijayant Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the UK, France, Germany, the EU, Italy and Denmark. The third group, led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DNK MP Kannimuri Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group, led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given a befitting reply to terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Mr. Shah was speaking at a public meeting after launching development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation. Referring to Operation Sindoor, Shah said that Pehelgam terror attack was avenged by destroying terror camps in Pakistan.
Modi ji ne har hamle ka jawab ni makkamta se diya hai ki aaj puri duniya आश्चर्यचकित होकर देख रही है और पाकिस्तान भयभीत होकर उसका अनुभव कर रहा है। जब उरी में हमला हुआ, सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक करकर एक प्रतीकात्मक जवाब दिया गया। पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, एयर स्ट्राइक करकर चेतावनी दी गई, मगर ये सुधरे नहीं। पहलगांव में हमला किया, इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया।
India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 a.m. today from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. Places over Assam, Meghalaya and south interior Karnataka are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. In IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from the tournament as their match against hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned without a toss due to heavy rain at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout saw RCB move to the top of the points table with 17 points from 12 matches. The IPL resumes after a week-long gap due to rising tensions between India and Pakistan. The final, which was scheduled for 25th of this month, will now be played on the 3rd of next week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.